The NFL is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving you a can't-miss offer for Week 1. This week, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL game.
And hooking everyone up with game day greatness, all customers can take advantage of two new offers every single game day this September. Check the app to see what you get.
$200 in bonus bets instantly. Use code Bubba only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Code Bubba on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/football for eligibility terms and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week. They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
That's how, we get podcasts.
Yeah, I do like this one. I like this. I don't like it every day though.
How we get the podcast.
It's good every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like this.
The podcast.
We usually do this for like, 9/11.
9/11 is coming up on Monday. Yeah, so that kind of works.
I got a tree on my house.
That's our goal today.
Scott Shannon. Scott Shannon back in his. I don't know what he was on that day.
No.
There's any numbers.
There's a story somebody told me one time about. Scott Shannon's an old radio dude, legendary radio dude. One of the guys that used to work with him said that one night one day he shows up to work and Scott's car is in the parking garage and it doesn't have a door. And he's like, "What happened?" "I don't know."
Like, what a life.
"What do you mean you don't know?" "Well, I don't know. It was just I came out and the door was gone.
I got a tree on my house."
I mean, wow. When you're just so out of it, you're doing so much stuff. And
allegedly.
You're forgetting whatevers. I mean, that's probably fun for a little while. Until you're missing a door.
Until you're missing it. Unless you have a Jeep, you should always have doors on your vehicle.
You remember the old thing?
Yeah, the Volkswagen?
The Volkswagen thing.
Yeah, it looked like some weird Nazi military vehicle.
Yeah. I think wasn't it?
What? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it was invented in Nazi Germany or not. But it was one of those. Do you remember that, Carson?
Mm-mm.
What was that?
Was the Volkswagen Type 181. It's a two-wheel drive, four-door convertible, manufactured and marketed by Volkswagen from 1968 until 1983. So it was after the war. But it looked like, look at this.
It was ugly. It kind of looks military.
Okay, yeah, that ugly thing. Yes. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
And you could take all the parts off of it. You could take your windshield off. You could take this off and take that off.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool look, man. Like, I'm like, it's only two-wheel drive, though. Carson. I didn't realize. I always thought they were four-wheel drive.
I did, too. Some of that ugly, it better have four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Better give me a reason to buy it.
Have you ever been on a date like that where you're like, "God, this guy's so ugly, he better be paying"? You ever left in the middle of a date?
I don't think so.
Got there and then had someone call you to get you out of it?
No, I've never done that. But I usually, here's how I look at it, because I understand I'm unique given what our job is. I'm like, every bad date turns into a great story for radio. I'll always tough it out.
I thought you left a date one time.
I mean, maybe I did.
I swear you and I were sitting in Schaefer's office one day and you mentioned some, I don't know. Could have been a dream. I don't know.
I've done some questionable things on dates, like made a date with another guy while I was out with the first one.
What?
Yeah.
You texted him with him?
We were at a restaurant and I went to go use the restroom and I come back and I'm talking to the guy at the host stand and we hit it off and he invited me. He's like, "Dude, you want to like come to this bar?" I'm like, "Actually, I'm on a date, but like, give me 10 minutes because it's about to wrap up."
That's crazy,
dude. Hey, Patrick, could it be like Ole Miss or Tulane?
Oh.
Got to go Tulane for the upset on that.
Go Rebs, go.
What's the spread?
I don't know. Man.
It's like +100 or something silly.
It's not enough.
Just me introducing you.
Patrick just walked in. For those of you who
Patrick just came in.
Where's Schaefer? We got to have Schaefer in here too. I mean,
can we talk about Patrick's T-shirt?
I didn't see his T-shirt.
He's in a graphic T-shirt.
I just grabbed something.
I didn't know you owned those.
Oh, he's been heading over to DXL is what he's been doing. I recognize that. I can smell it and tell you where he got it. It has its own smell.
Patrick.
I think, is this one of the ones Luke Bryan sent us for free? That would be maybe. I'm wearing
it. Because it's like, if it doesn't say LSU, I don't see you in graphic shirts.
It says Nashville handmade. I don't know.
No, guitar. You bought that.
I don't think I bought this. But somebody also, I don't buy clothes.
What size is it?
It's a 3X.
Tall?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. That's good.
I've got a couple. Definitely bought it.
I got a couple that are 3XL, but not tall. I don't do that.
Dude, that's me with double X. Yeah. I love a double X, man. It fits really good. But the problem is, if you don't get an XL tall or a double XL tall, you cannot lift your arms any higher than right here at boob level.
Yeah.
Because if you do, the bottom starts to show your belly.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
It's not. It's really.
It doesn't bug some people. It bugs me.
I use it because I'm literally tall. So
whatever.
Yeah, that was your excuse for
flex. Yeah.
I mean, I'm also
whatever.
Big.
However, I don't have a huge belly issue. I do, but it's not my biggest problem. I'm not sure what my biggest problem, but my bald spot's my biggest issue. I think it's my biggest issue.
I don't know.
What's weird is you carry your weight well, though. For a big dude, like you have a very thin face and, you know, you've got thin people features. It's not fair. Yeah. See, if I gain 5-10 pounds, my face gets very round.
My heart is that way too. I hope I have thin people heart.
No, you don't.
I got bad news for you though. Probably not.
Guy who was at the house the other day, and I was looking at this pump, of this water pump, and it was on its last leg. And it was going, I go, that's going to be me. The guy was like, I'm sorry. Nah, nothing.
Don't worry about it.
It's a personal interlude.
So, Patrick, how has your life been? Patrick has been missing from the podcast for at least a month.
3 months,
maybe
4 months.
Three or four months?
A month.
A week.
A month.
He's been gone for a couple of
weeks. 4 months. Like, glad to see I was missed.
That's so funny.
I don't know. It's not like I'm looking at the calendar.
Just heads up, Schaefer's way better than you are at all this.
No doubt. No doubt at all.
If I may, Schaefer's been doing a fabulous job. That's a tough position to take over. And he's been doing really well. And he can't hear me right now because he has headphones on, and that's why I like to say it.
I don't know what he's doing back there.
He's working. He's putting out fires.
Yeah.
Technical fires from your favorite people.
Oh, he's fixing the stuff that Patrick broke.
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
But I know. I didn't.
It's. Did,
yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't. I don't miss that at all. Don't miss that at all.
Yeah, don't remember. Yeah.
I'm not.
Just getting
I'm not
an affiliate
going,
going, hey, man, there's a problem here.
Yeah.
What? Well, what's that? Well, wait a second. What? We didn't do that.
I know.
That's the thing. It's never. Listen, if you're an affiliate, you listen. Most 90-something%. I don't know, made that up. It's not our problem. We didn't
actually
do
more
it.
Than 90%.
It's not no. our. We didn't do it.
10% when we do it, it's a really bad thing.
Gosh, yeah,
yeah.
I remember
like
those
days. Like we messed stuff up, but for the most part, it's any kind of technical thing. This maniac over here is so bizarre about it. It's not going to mess up because of him. I'm talking about Bubba.
Yeah. It happens every
it does, but
now and
very,
then.
Very seldom. I've seen it more now that he's on Bumble.
Oh, yeah. I don't miss that either.
No.
Just in time.
Yeah. Bumble, by the way.
I mean, you ain't wrong.
Bumble is obviously the most aptly and appropriately named app on the planet.
Yeah.
You literally just bumble through things.
Oh, gotcha.
Everything.
What is it? Is it? How is it spelled? Is
like
it,
a bee? Like a bumblebee?
Like bumble.
I'm thinking a bumble or something.
No, it's
first off, I don't know how to spell regular words. So, of course, I'm going to ask something stupid like that. Is he sending you pictures?
I don't
know. No. Oh, no.
Oh, that's my favorite. He'll send me text throughout the day on whatever stuff. And it's like, yeah, okay, great. But man, nothing really gets my interest like seeing some girl that just is on his site.
Do you send him pictures of the rejects or the I want in on that. So, How is that not on our text?
That's all I want. I don't want real ones.
Yeah, no, I don't want the ones you're
really going. I could care less.
What I have is I've collected, and I mean no disrespect to anybody who's on the app, because I'm sure I'm on somebody's little rejects list as well.
Of course.
But what I have done is I've been collecting people that I just am like, I mean, what are they thinking?
I'm going to be a butt here and say you shouldn't tell people this.
Because there is a good point to it. I've been collecting them, and what's going to happen is finally,
they're like Pokemon.
They are. Collect them all. So one day when I finally find love again, I'm going to compile all of these into, like, you know, those little print your own books that you can order.
Yeah.
I'm going to compile them into a book, and the book is going to be called Work It Out. And then so anytime there's a problem in my future marriage or relationship, I'm going to go to that little book, and it's going to sit on a counter somewhere where it's easily acceptable, and I'm going to go and scroll through, and I'm going to look at all the people, the rejects, the ones that I go, you know, this, what am I doing? Do I want to go back to this life again?
Yeah.
Work it out.
You know, you can keep that in a folder on your phone for free.
I like the idea of a book.
I do, too. I like the actual product.
So that people can come over and find it on his coffee table and be like, grossly offended by it.
I don't care if they're offended or not. It's for me. It's not for them.
Is that the weirdest thing in your house that if and whenever you go, your family's going
to
find
talking
and go,
to Bubba who has an alien and they're gonna that be he dresses like, up for holidays?
Have you seen those videos? They're like, this is my family when I die and they clean my house out. What the what in the
my family. You know, I never thought about that. I probably should go through and get rid of stuff.
Yeah, you could probably have some sort of, isn't there like a service like that? Like, hey, once you keel over, an automated message is sent and they show up like the mob cleaning up a murder.
Like in John Wick, they show up, it's the cleaning service.
You pay, you know, they're already paid in advance. And they go in and they take out all your embarrassing things so your families don't think that you're a degenerate.
There's something to that.
I kind of like that business idea.
It's not a bad one.
No.
And, you know, it's got to be on the up and up because they got to get a key to your house. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of security things. But if you can get it to where it's like, well, these guys are all like, or it's all old ladies. That's it. It's old ladies. It's
very,
old grannies who go through it.
They don't have
non-judgmental old ladies.
Yeah, with tattoos.
They've seen it all, so they have no interest in judging you. And also,
biker grannies.
Yeah, they have no memory. So they're not going to be able to remember to tell anybody. And also, they're not social media savvy. So it's not like
they're going to post anything.
Grandma's not posting this on Instagram.
No, they're walking in, man, with just their peepers. And that's all they got. There is no phone, cameras, any of that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good business. That's maybe my walkout. I may do that. That's going to be how I do
that. That in your food truck.
I mean, and think about
Have we gotten any further along on Big D getting a food truck?
No, not really. No, I just see other food trucks.
It's a little fantasy.
So see other food trucks. I'm like, God, that would be so easy to do, I think. But it's not. I know it's not.
It's not.
It's not. And the other thing is, I love cooking, but I don't. Do I love cooking when I have to?
No.
Yeah.
Probably not.
No. Mm-hmm.
I enjoy cooking on my terms. If it's the day I feel like it, I do it. If I don't, I don't.
And also, would you like it if a customer were to come in and say, I want my blah, blah, blah brisket, but I want you to put mustard on top of it or something like that?
I don't care about that.
Oh, really?
Everyone, I'm not a purist.
Okay.
No, but if somebody came back and was like, I didn't think this tasted good. Mm-mm.
Oh.
So
you get Connecticut Carson standing there.
I talked to somebody not too long ago. they worked at a restaurant and they were a server, and the kitchen would get very upset when they would prepare a steak and somebody would put A1 on it or whatever. They're like, this steak is perfect. What are you doing?
What do you care if they're paying for it? Right?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think about that, though, because I know somebody who's a professional poker player who told me, you wouldn't love this game so much if you had to play every day. And I was like,
Yeah,
I would. No, yeah, I think I would.
You think you would?
I think I would probably.
Oh, didn't you just win a big one?
I won a tournament last week.
I'm not real sure what I'm supposed to talk about.
No, it's fine. I went and played a poker tournament. It was legal.
Okay.
And
It's not the one that you showed up. The guys are like,
no. Oh, my gosh. I went back to that place. I've been back to that place a couple of times, and it is scarier every time I go back.
So they, it's like an assembly of people around a table. It looks like the...
It's a real poker table like you would see in a casino. They have a shuffle machine like they have in the casinos,
oh, wow.
Which is, I've never seen that at a home game, at a poker room, at a card room, nothing. I mean, this is crazy.
Uh-huh.
Those things cost... I don't know, $1,000.
Oh, like, well, yeah. Just that. Yeah, so, some kind of money.
Because it's like secret technology. The casinos don't want people to have them. So they got
secret technology.
It is. No, so, okay. All right. Oh my gosh.
You all right?
I'm just thinking about it because it's so freaking scary. The characters of people sitting around the table.
Oh, I know.
And like the smell of, not to sound like an old man, but reefer, because people are, you know, oh yeah. Because I mean, look, we're already
reefer.
You already said reefer. What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm just see you walking what? In.
Generation?
And seeing man. All these guys around this table.
Oh my gosh.
Ask them if they're going to sing YMCA for you.
It really does look like that.
He had an
and
Indian
I sit
cop
down and it's
construction
like,
work.
It's like, hi, how's it going? And that, you know, I look there's like, oh, he's the Mark. That's the guy.
I wish I knew what their nicknames were for you.
Oh,
that you don't know about.
Sure. Oh, I'm sure. Doughboy, Cupcake,
Iglesias. What's a good? Fluffy.
Fluffy.
You know,
Fluffy. Biggin.
Schaefer's in the studio. All right, so Schaefer, you took over for Patrick in this job.
Yeah.
Legions.
Did you notice his laugh? By the way.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I know you guys talk.
Thought I was getting a Corvette. I got a Chevette. That's what happened. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a vet, man. It's a vet.
So what does he ask you? What does he mention anything since being here? Like,
mm-mm.
Wow, Bubba is weird.
Nope.
Or these just nothing.
No, these are the things I warned him about before he took
before
over.
He already
So he should know about those things.
I came into this eyes wide open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah. And
Bubba's really weird about people touching his stuff.
Well, that I did learn very.
You've learned that very early.
Yeah, he did
on.
That early on.
Yeah.
I think the first week.
See, on the podcast, recent weeks, what I've been doing is a Big D character, you know, construction where I've just been noticing his quirks and his mannerisms, and then I break it down during the podcast.
He has mannerisms? Yeah. Like manure?
Mannerisms.
And what are some
big, yeah, give me a little piece of that.
Just like how everything just kind of gets dismissive, and I just don't care if I don't really want to do it. That's one of them. Yeah.
It's me falling down the stairs.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, that's one of them.
And when do I do that? Do you do that when I'm done with you?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When you've decided you have checked out and disassociated from the conversation, right. Yeah, you just say
anything else.
Out,
what
you
else?
Just
yeah.
just proved your point.
Yeah, that's comic genius over there. That's what he's doing.
Anything else though? That you know?
I mean, to move on to Bubba and just the conspiratorial stuff.
What? Oh man, yeah, I didn't warn you about that, did I?
You should have been here when QAnon was a thing.
You know how many times in the last 4 months there's been some piece of news, and I thought to myself, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to hear what Bubba thinks about this.
Oh, Bubba's
oh,
like,
oh my god.
Here's
gosh.
Bubba. So like, you'd have brought it up, anything, any kind of news story, and you'd been like, oh, yeah. Oh, wow. They're still talking. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You should hear what my people are saying.
No. So that's the real. Here's the real people. Story. My yeah. people. Here's the real story.
I would defend myself, but it's true.
It's true. It's all true. Yeah,
it's basically like, oh, there was a flood in Arizona, and Bubba will go, it's the aliens from Uranus. That's what caused it.
Yeah.
I would not do that.
False flag.
Yeah.
There was a
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we caused our own flood.
Patrick and I spent
cycle.
10 minutes riffing on website names.
Oh, the best! Yeah, because Bubba never sends you a link, and it's from, like, you know, the New York Times or even, like, the New York Post, the Wall Street Journal.
There it
is. No, none of those things. Bubba will send you something, and it's from libertyfoundation.org.
Yeah,
you know, it's always, you know, three eagles looking out for America.com. It's always those kind of stuff. Like, I don't think this is real. Oh, this is a real story. Are you sure?
13stripes.gov.edu.backbone/sunset.
This This site says MinutemenWhoKnowTheTruth.org. I don't think that's a news site.
He sends it just like it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's, I'm like, Bubba, this says Routers, not Reuters.
Yeah. And now to take it back
how
to
how much of that stuff, though, turns out to be true later? A lot of it.
Zero.
No, no, point. No.
Zero.
Some.
Look at that.
But see, to go back to Big D, though, when Bubba starts talking like that, D just eggs him on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just eggs
him on and encourages him.
D loves it.
Yeah.
When the
tell
key
me
thing,
more.
Here's the thing. If you want Big D to believe something, you just make a documentary. And he will fall for that hook, line, and sinker. Whatever it is. D stopped eating meat for like 2 years because he saw a documentary.
I spent an hour and a half in a chair and watched this thing.
Yeah. And it changed his whole life, man.
What I have liked about being in Patrick's former office is that when record execs and other people come in here and they look at the office, they go, wow, it looks great. And all I did was just pick up stuff. That's all I did. God, was just organize papers. That was it.
And you look at Patrick and none of that surprises you. He looks like
his office.
Gosh, no, I'm a hoarder. Oh,
that's
bad.
Of course.
It's not like I'm sitting around like empty pizza boxes and stuff, but I am a hoarder. I don't like to throw stuff
away.
I'll
say this though. It wasn't a hoarding situation. It was just somebody that was working too much. That's what it was. And so there's just stuff everywhere and it's disorganized.
I knew where all the stuff was, though.
Yeah. You could
that's
color
what
in your
all
beer?
Hoarders are like though, by the way. Yeah. They all know where everything is.
Oh, I know where everything is. Yeah. Yes, I'm coloring my beard. Because if I don't, it just doesn't look
I noticed right. that earlier, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Why don't you color your hair to match your beard?
I don't know.
Can you do
my
steps?
Hair's been gray so long that it just, I feel like it would just be too much.
Why don't you do that thing? You've seen the commercials where they're like, hey, this is it after like 3 weeks. And do you hardly notice because it's gradual. Mm-hmm. Just don't let me do it.
No. Well, and my hair now, I took a picture last night and we were in the Ryman Auditorium, so we had overhead lights, you know, and I look completely bald in the right lights. Oh, it's freaking terrible. No. It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah, he does.
And you were with Whitey, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I zoomed in. That was a mistake. Don't do that. Don't
That's
zoom in on
if,
that picture.
Like, coloring might help it.
Look, I'll show you. Look.
Is this on Instagram?
This is what it looks like if you zoom in.
You don't look bald.
He looks half bald in that photo.
Compared to what I'm sitting here right now,
yeah,
it looks worse. The camera does not want to see my hair. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it's bad. I'm like, oh man, I don't want to post that. And then I get my wife sitting next to me, going, "No, it looks fine." Of course you think.
I mean, you didn't have to post it.
Oh no, man,
you look skinny in that pic, though.
Yeah, it was a good picture of you.
Lost 20 pounds good in the last month. I've been walking.
I said I'm
walking is boring.
I commented on your Instagram.
Oh, you commented on my Instagram?
Oh, boy. Let's go ahead. Schaefer, what do you think I posted on his Instagram? Just
are you balding?
That's what you posted.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's good to have Patrick back ruining my jokes and bits.
Hey,
and
you know,
I thought what you posted was new phone. Who dis?
Are you balding?
Yeah. Thanks, Big D.
Yeah.
Of all the people.
I know.
But I got to say, there hasn't really been a lot of surprises. Not really. Because it's helped that I've also known Carson for a long time. So, you know, when I got here, I got the 411 on.
I want to talk to Garrett, because Garrett sees everything and just sits back there and silently
Garrett's
watches.
Garrett's a vault, man.
Mm-hmm. Garrett knows what's really up.
You know, we're actually getting a mic strung into Garrett's studio where he's doing all the video. Because
we can chime in.
We hear him, you know, sadly the listeners don't get to hear it, but like we'll hear snide little snarky comments out of nowhere. I'm like, he's got to have a microphone because it's just fun to have that extra little voice in there because he calls us out on our stupidity sometimes and you never get to hear it on the show. So.
Oh, there is an inside the show that goes on. While the show is going on, Garrett and I are having a separate show. That does occur.
I used to say the funniest stuff that ever got said in this room was always said off the air.
Well, it has to be.
It has to
be. It has to be. Because the funniest stuff people would freak out about because somebody would get offended. Okay. And I don't mean it to say that we say offensive things.
Oh,
it's just
people get offended about everything.
You have to know where the line is so you don't cross it. And that's such a generic thing. But it's in comedy in general, that is the truest thing you could ever say. You have to walk stuff up to the line and try not to cross it. But sometimes if the mic's off, somebody will say something so completely inappropriate that it's hilarious, and that stuff, thank goodness, doesn't get on the air. We'll finish talking about, you know, some serious
look
topic.
Look at Carson's face. She's
no,
like,
but, you know, we'll have this serious topic discussion, and then as soon as the little on-air light goes off, somebody goes, burp, 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 and snarky whatever something comes out, and it's hilarious. But yeah, that doesn't get on the air.
I was on the air the other night, and Jimmy Buffett died, and it was announced at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, your show must be really bad.
Wow. Yeah, killed him. Man. I mean, it's not usually the kind of thing I would bring up, but the news had just broke. And so yeah. I was like, well, let's mention it, and I'll play one of his songs. So I did. And I did the whole thing, and I did not say dead at the age of 76. I did not say that, but as soon as I turned the mic off, I heard Big D's voice in my head, and I just kind of went, dead at the age of 76. Because that is always how it's not that we're making fun, but that's just we're making fun of the people on TV.
Well, everybody wants to know.
Exactly.
Everyone wants to know. You can tell anyone that someone has died and they go from, oh, what? Quickly to
how old?
How old and how?
And yep.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what your whole life comes down to.
And it's just the cadence.
How long did you make it?
It's the way you finish the bit, like you're talking about somebody and they pass, and you say things,
Jimmy
and at the
Buffett,
very end you say
dead,
their name,
the age of 76,
just like that.
And it's you have to say it in that style.
Yeah,
dead at the age of 76.
Yeah, like you're saying dead, and then you're looking for something you put next to you, and you can't quite find it.
Right.
So you go dead.
I got a tree on my house
at the age of 76.
Was that today's goal? Yes. Oh, what a classic!
For sure. Yeah. All right. So. I've got the app, the sporting bet app.
The DraftKings app.
Yeah, by the way, if somebody wants to go and get the DraftKings app, I'm just telling you right now, DraftKings Sportsbook, get it and use code Bubba and you'll be able to get special offers.
I did
that, man.
And I don't
y'all
think
created
I got the
a monster.
I don't. Yeah, we did.
Mm. I have one of my bets this week. It's a 20-leg parlay. but it potentially
sure could
will pay out. Let me look at it.
Oh, otherwise known as the millipede bet because it has that many legs.
Oh, man. I didn't even know you could make a 20-leg parlay.
Let's see. Let me go find. It's got a potential payout of $208,000 if I hit. It's 20
on a dollar?
Games.
On a dollar?
That was on a $2 bet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you guys, if I hit this, I'm going to buy a new car.
Look at you.
I'm getting a Porsche.
Yeah.
Remember you won the lottery?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Remember that? How much did you win?
I did have to go out and buy it. Yeah, it was $50,000.
Yep.
So great.
Schaefer, I told him, we said that we had to do a spec spot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't know that story?
No.
Oh my gosh!
And so it's one of those fake lotto cards.
Well, a spec spot for those watching the podcast or listening right now. A spec spot is it's a tryout for a commercial.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to sell an advertiser on something. So they were trying to sell the lottery on us doing
no,
their commercials.
No, they weren't doing that. We just lied to you and told
but
you
said,
that's
right.
what they
that's
were
that's
doing.
What, but he's just
so,
saying that's what it's
you know, D comes to me and goes, how do we get Bubba to scratch this off?
On mic.
On mic. I'm like, we'll lie to him and tell him it's a spec spot for the. It was we were in Louisiana, the Louisiana Lottery. So they go through this whole thing of the Louisiana Lottery, their new scratch-off game. And Bubba. And by the way, you guys get to keep whatever you win. Uncle, you might win. Yeah, you can win $100.
Match three you win or whatever it was.
And Bubba's on, and I still can see Bubba going.
Pushes that microphone.
I just won $50,000.
And I'm acting
like
you're
how do
still
we do
going,
this
you know,
on the
like,
spot?
Hey, yeah, and you could win too. And he's like, no. I just won. And I'm like, hey, you could win too. The new one from the Louisiana Lottery. He's like, no, bro.
Dude, I just won $50,000.
I just won $50 million.
He did ruin the audio because when we told him that it was fake, there's a lot of beeps. Mm. It's like an episode of The Osbournes.
I had to make sure it couldn't hit the air. That was that was my point.
And it still
didn't
did.
Stop.
Still did.
Stop. No, still got it. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, I got to do all the bets and try that out. That's what I need to do. It's brilliant on my part.
I can't believe you. So did you? How did you get this by Kathy with the old bed? You're like, well,
I have it.
They're a client.
I have,
so, yeah,
I have it.
It's,
yeah.
It's a thing. They're yeah. advertising on the show, so I got to get it on my phone. It makes me sad because I won't be getting texts from Big D going, hey, put $10 on
I may
this.
Still do that just for.
I love watching y'all's Venmo sake. History.
Oh, our Venmo
I do.
History
I go
so
through. Great. I go through the comments. It's my favorite.
Because every time it was never listed as.
Oh, well, you know,
whatever.
You can't say cash for betting no. on sports or whatever. So all of my transactions are from Big D, and they all say stuff like, you know.
Yeah,
I do that.
Essential
I'll just write,
oils.
I'll just write thanks. I'll just put thanks on there. Yeah. So it's like, you have no idea what's going on.
No, but no, D goes beyond that. Yeah. Surviving on 4 hours of sleep book.
Mm.
I can't see
novelty popsicles.
On. Novelty popsicles.
So good.
Yeah, I'm glad no one goes through my Venmo.
I do.
Except Carson. Carson, just for fun.
Well, now that I know it has an audience, I may put some work on it.
Put yeah. some actual effort.
Yeah, do some little
going through now.
Little show prep.
Yeah.
See, and I have my Venmo stuff. All my pay history is
private.
No,
I don't
shocking.
Want people.
You guys shocked Bubba had his thing private?
No.
I'm just saying.
I can't believe you were on dating apps. That.
I know.
I cannot I believe
what's
that.
Even worse is when my girlfriend sent me screenshots of finding Bubba.
Oh, that's the best, isn't it? Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm like, which way you swipe, though?
apparently not the right
no,
way.
No, they all say, they're like, no, I know him. I can't
I know him.
That.
I can't. Yeah, exactly.
I do it. I see somebody, I swipe, and I'm like, oh, see you.
No, he sends me screenshots like, hey, do we know her? And I'm like, yeah, it's my friend Jen.
Yeah.
Like,
it's some record person who comes in here like, you know, four times a month, and Bubba's like, that, do we know them? Yeah.
Oh, he sent me one the other day. He's like, right, this person looks so familiar. I'm like, that's David. He works at the label.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. It's a joke. Everyone's like real awkward.
I just got it. Everyone's like, take me a second.
Why no?
No, because you do that too, though. Like, D will be out at some restaurant, and he'll see somebody, and they'll make eye contact and nod, and then he'll be like, crap.
Oh, I do that.
He did that to me last week. He sent me a picture of someone.
Sneak
and he goes, what's this guy's name?
What's this guy? How do we know this guy? See, oh, and then record guy?
And then I meet him. I'm like, dude, what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
James?
Act like you know.
Dude,
that's it.
Yeah. I'm looking at texts from Carson.
I think we've all done that because I used to have to Patrick would get those texts from me. Now it's going to Carson if it runs across. But I'm like, hey, who is the person who comes in whenever blah 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 is in studio? And
kind of a real bad underbite. Here's a crude drawing I did on this napkin. I'm here with Jason. The best is calling Jason about the guy who did his painting at his.
Jason Aldean.
Yeah,
the mural.
The mural. Did you ever see that, Jafer?
No.
Oh, you never saw the Jason Aldean bad mural?
No.
Oh,
no.
What? Oh my God.
Oh yeah, he got a mural in his hometown of Macon, right?
Yep.
Macon, Georgia. It's like on the side of like a. A laundromat.
It's still funny.
And so.
Still funny.
They commissioned
that
artist.
Oh.
That's like the bust of Ronaldo. That's bad.
It is really bad.
It's bad.
Really bad, what? Man.
So we all drew.
And it looks like if South Park would have drawn
Jason. It's not
Jason
even South Park. It looks like it looks like an onion, and then like they painted a face on it. It's like weird. It's
yeah,
like,
it's when people like find like a Dorito, and they say it's got the image of Jesus in it, but it's just in a Dorito. That's what that looks like.
It's like the cinnamon bun nun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cinnamon bun nun.
Yes.
Bun nun.
Yeah. I know the guy who owns that shop. That's like a whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody stole the nun bun from Bongo Java.
Yeah.
Like, he'll tell you the whole story by getting the call. It was Christmas morning. And,
it's been around for a long time.
It was around, but it was like 15 years ago or something when somebody stole it.
Oh.
It's ridiculous, but that was.
Somebody stole the
nun
bun?
The
yeah.
Nun bun.
They broke in to the coffee shop and stole the nun bun.
I'm like, what you going to do with that, man?
What is the whole?
Well, they called it the Mother Teresa bun, and then they got a cease and desist order from freaking Mother Teresa's people.
Did it
who
look
knew
like
Mother
Teresa?
Teresa had people? Yeah, the bun looked like Mother Teresa. So then they just called it the nun bun.
It does look like Mother Teresa, though.
It's one of those where you go, this is dumb. Oh, that one. Oh, wait a minute. No, that one really does.
That one's got legs.
It looks just like her. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of looks like you, actually, kind of, Patrick.
A little bit?
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Like, kind of squeeze.
I've kind of got like a doughy kind of thing.
It's good to see you, man.
Yeah.
Everything's
hey,
good.
Hey, congrats, everybody, on CMA nominations. CMA. That was cool. I felt like in honor of that, I should wake up early and come do this. Now I'm going to go back home and go back to sleep.
Yeah, good congrats to you and Tracy and Kelly with Y'all Access. Congrats to them. Mm-hmm.
So our company had three shows that were eligible that we could send an entry for, and all three of them got nominated.
Pretty
amazing.
It's never happened before.
No, mm-mm. Never.
Not in a small.
No way. Mm-mm. No. Small companies like ours, if you get one nomination, we celebrate. Because I know, because we did for a long time. Yeah. So three, like, we didn't even know how to act. Like, I woke up, I was like, what's this?
Well, I talked to you yesterday, and it was, you were like, I woke up, and there was, because Patrick does overnights.
Yeah.
And so his sleep's weird. And he's like, yeah, I woke up to all these text messages. And then there's one is like, the headline says, Silverfish, iHeart, lead CMA nominations. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Please send that to me. And there's a couple of media outlets.
A couple of media outlets. And then later I Googled it just to see, because I wanted to remember. I couldn't remember who else was nominated in the categories. I wanted to, like, you know, you'd send a tweet and you'd tag everybody else nominated. So I was like, let me look it up. So I Googled CMA radio nominations. And the first thing that came up on Google was an article that said, Silverfish Media leads CMA radio nominations.
Amazing.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
So wild.
So cool.
It's a thing we made up.
It's a thing we made up.
The thing we made up 10 years ago.
Because
right
the people
now,
we work for, we couldn't say what we wanted to do in front of them.
No, no.
So we had code words.
And I said, we should call it Operation Silverfish. And that just became the thing we said.
And in that goofy accent he has is because it's from a candid phone, a prank phone call. And that was the accent that he used.
That I used, yeah.
I got a problem with Silverfish.
It was the first one. It was like from 1996 with the first candid phone prank call I had ever done with Big D as a part of the show. it was terrible.
Oh, it's so bad. I'm talking like this. Hey, I got a problem with Silverfish.
Oh, then rattling that plastic cup with the pins in it. Oh, something like that. She would go, good Lord.
Good Lord.
Well, good Lord.
You have some Silverfish. Hey.
Now, this is AAA engine parts.
Oh, that was one of my favorites.
Hey, AAA, I have a problem, AAA.
AAA!
Help me, AAA. No, this is AAA engine parts.
That was amazing. That
listen
was one
at
of my
me.
Favorites from the classics. We
listen at
we
me.
Have to have some of that somewhere. We need to throw those in every now and then.
Is that we can't air some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
too offensive.
It's like,
offensive.
It's like when it's not worth it.
When we called Old Navy because we wanted to enlist... Because we like their outfits, remember?
I mean, but that's the least
funny.
The problems. No. The ones we can't even do as examples.
Yeah, no, don't even mention it.
No, but I mean, things like
maybe
doing,
when we called the hospital and I had to stop there. I can't get anywhere.
But even little simple things like that, when you do an accent or a voice, you used to just do a voice. Now it's like,
what
does that voice represent? Mm-hmm. Are you doing a voice in the wrong ethnicity that you're not in? I'm like,
yeah.
Well,
so.
No, it's voices. People used to do voices. Now you can't do it.
No.
Can't do it. Oh, it's a little.
I use all kinds of stuff, but you know what? It's all right. We've gotten this far.
I mean, you're still on the air.
We're still stupid.
Yeah.
Just different words for it.
And the voices we use are our own.
Yeah, just we found that our dumb voices are the best. She's ours. Bubba's
I got a tree on my house.
I mean, that's his real voice.
That is his real voice.
I mean, that's what he uses on the air.
That whole idea. I got a tree on my house.
I couldn't listen to
every
after
time
3
you play
hours.
That, I hear Jim Norton yawn. It's a tree. Well, I guess Jim doing that is better than that.
Rest in Power, Opie and Anthony show. Yes. They were great. It was one of the few radio shows that Big D and I agree on that was we both think was good.
You know, I see... Opie doing his own thing sometimes.
Yeah, they broke up, by the way.
Where he just takes a phone and just, like, talks. He's, like, on the beach, like, in Jersey or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or Florida. I don't know where he is.
He'll do, like a stream. Like,
yeah, and it's just terrible. It's just awful.
It's a reminder that people, when you find that lightning in a bottle, those, you know, people are better sometimes together than separate, because neither one of them has had the success that they were at beforehand.
No.
And you see that, we've seen it in radio so many times, you know, shows that split up and stuff. And it's kind of like that little book. It's kind of like the work it out book. Anytime we ever have issues, it's like, you know what?
Just work it out, man.
Just work it
it's
out.
It's not worth it. I mean, it was so bad. His thing that he did is, it's just as bad as this podcast.
Oh, his stream?
Wow.
It's not
good. I didn't realize it was that level.
Okay.
So just a heads up.
All right. Are we done?
Yeah. It's usually how you can tell.
Is there anything? Just that moment. Is there where anything, you start going, Patrick, anything else since you haven't been here in apparently a month or so? How is there anything else going on, like, with you? How's baby Roy?
No,
how's
great.
Everything?
No, he's adorable. He's trying to talk. It's really cute.
Anything you want to send a shout out to the 17 listeners?
Oh, hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Okay. Thanks for all the few of you that actually follow me. Thank you. I get messages all the time.
So you really thought this out.
He just shamed the other ones.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give him a chance.
Yeah, those of you who don't message me, what's up? I'm Radio Patrick. It's on everything. It's all one word, no spaces. I realized that after years of saying Radio Patrick, that I had to start telling people that there's no spaces in that. Then there's no, it's just Radio Patrick, all one word, because people are not this small. I looked you up and I found a guy who was in Brazil. I'm like,
Did you think that's
Radio Dot Patrick? How do you not know how this works? People don't know.
Yeah.
So, you know, by the way, there's a Radio Dot Patrick in Brazil.
Oh.
I've become friends with him because a lot of my people go and talk
to
him.
Do you and the Brazilian guy talk?
I mean, what's that?
Do y'all talk?
Oh, we text on, like, Instagram or whatever.
That's cool.
He's I got six more people this week that think I'm you. Sweet. That's awesome.
That's a good week for you, isn't it?
That's pretty good, yeah.
I didn't know you knew Portuguese. That's pretty impressive.
A guy asked me the other day, literally 2 nights ago, how many people you think listening to this show? And my gut instinct was to, like, 17. Make a joke and say something low.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, like a dozen. Like, and he laughed, and I thought, I'm not doing that. That's somebody else's joke. But it was just instinctive, to say, oh, they say there's 500,000 people every night, but I don't know.
You should go,
you know, no, I'm never going to say that.
Just do one more.
Yeah,
18.
Really sticking it to Big Dan Bubba.
Go with the Bob Barker route and just go one higher.
One
higher. That's right. I have 18 listeners.
It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
Don't forget, if you don't have it on your phone, Patrick, go ahead and download the DraftKings Sportsbook. That way you can use our code Bubba. Use code Bubba. And anybody else who wants to play along, this is a great way to get a...
You get stuff, don't you?
Yeah, you get a special offer. I don't know exactly what the offer is, but it is...
I'm about to find out.
It's really great. So go and do it. Restrictions apply. Blah, 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 blah. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. They're not even a sponsor right now for the podcast, and I'm just doing
it. And when I put the commercial at the end of the podcast, then everybody's going to know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
are you
going to
do
works.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's going to happen. It's going to be magical.
All right. Well, I think we're done. Patrick, it's very nice seeing you.
Nice seeing y'all.
Say hello to your lovely wife and child and other child.
Have fun tonight.
As well. Have fun tonight.
He's going to see the Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I had to buy his concert tickets.
Carson still has to buy my ticket. Ticketmaster on the computer, on the app. Changed accounts, switched credit cards, still can't buy tickets with Ticketmaster.
Tell him it's Radio Dot Patrick.
No,
I got a tree on my house.
There's no dot. It's just Radio Patrick all together.
You didn't need to keep going.
Because people are dumb. People just miss it.
Good seeing you.
Thank you, Patrick.
Right. Love all around.
All right, here we go. Hit it.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
That's okay.
You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
I got a tree on my house.
Perfect, dog.
Sorry.